Dalalalalal.
Välkommen till Patrik och Börjes.
Välkommen till Börje och Patriks podcast.
Nej, Patrik och Börjes.
Varför ska jag vara sist?
Välkommen till Patrik och Börjes podcast. Nej, vi säger så här. Välkommen till Patrik och Börjes
podcast.
Varje torsdag.
Ja.
Ja, hallå där, våra kära lyssnare. Idag är det Patrik Pelosio som sitter här. För att jag har blivit lämnad av Börje. Nej, han skulle faktiskt ha kommit hit idag. Men tydligen så... Han är ju ute och promotar sin nya bok. Som Roslund och Hellström heter ju författarduon. Som har skrivit en uppföljare till 3 sekunder. Som heter nu 3 minuter. Och han har väl missat planet eller tåget eller någonting, så han har inte dykt upp och svarar inte telefon. Så att då tänkte jag, när jag ändå sitter här och vi lovat att vi ska sända varje torsdag, så får jag köra själv då i sådana fall. Jag har i alla fall min producent och studioman där, Martin. How are you, Martin? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Patrick. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm a little bit disappointed in Börje because he's not here. But can we... We do it like this. Vi gör så här istället. Istället för att jag ska sitta här själv och prata om saker och ting, så bjuder jag in Martin att vara med på podden. Så Martin, I want you to be in the podcast instead of Börje. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Because the show has to move on.
Yeah, exactly. So we do it like this. The podcast now is Patrick and Martin. Hello, Martin.
Welcome. Hello, Patrick.
Welcome to Börje Patricks podd. Eller
thanks,
Patrick Börje-podd.
Thanks.
Så att, ja, så får det bli. Nu är det så att Martin pratar mest engelska. Och jag pratar mest svenska. Så att det får bli lite swinglish här. Ja. Men jag hoppas att ni där ute förstår både svenska och engelska. Och kanske en blandning mellan svensk och engelska. För att min engelska är inte så jättebra. Men det här är ju det perfekta formatet som Börje brukar säga. ADHD-formatet. Eller vad man kallar det. Martin, tell us a little bit about you. Who are Martin?
Wow. Okay, my name is Luther Martin Kintu. I am from a small country in Africa called Uganda.
Is it a small country?
Yeah, sort of, compared to the countries in Africa. But of course, it is big compared to our population,
Sweden.
You know. I mean, Sweden, we are just 14, 15 million.
No, Sweden is 10 million.
Oh, 10 million. And in Uganda, we are like 35 million at least.
Wow, it's you know, a big country.
Yeah, but it's a smaller country compared to Sweden. I'm talking about the land.
The land, okay.
Yeah, so.
So you're from Uganda?
Yes.
And how did you end up here in Sweden?
Okay, it is a very long story, but you know, we thought you and I could take it in the future. I came to Sweden because of music. And one of your biggest producers in this country, in Sweden, Anders Bagge, he was responsible for me coming to Sweden. And my reason of coming to Sweden was because of music.
Okay, wow. So you, yeah, because I know that you're good to sing. I have hear you sing.
I know.
And you have a fabulous voice. But this pod is not about music right now. It's about social problems and society and politics and crime and stuff like that. And I know that you and I have come in to some discussion about a big election in USA.
Yes.
The presidentvalet i USA nu i november. And I'm very upset that this crazy motherfucker Donald Trump is the president candidate for the Republicans.
Yeah.
And I'm very terrified. I'm really scared. Yeah. And you said, no, he's the best choice. And I said, what? Are you crazy,
I know, Patrick.
So, because I hope for really from all my heart that Hillary Clinton will be the president, the next president of USA. Otherwise, I think the World War III is going to come very close if we have Donald Trump there. But can you tell me, why do you think Donald Trump is a good candidate than Hillary?
Okay, one thing when it comes to Donald Trump, he's not a politician. He has never been a politician all his life, but he's a successful man when it comes to business and other things. Now, I know Trump has a big mouth, you know, sometimes he says a lot of crazy things, you know, that drive people mad. But I understand, you know, the American system, how it works. Everything that Trump is saying, he's never going to be able to do it because he has to go to Congress and he has to go to the Senate before all this stuff that he's talking about can be done. Well, as you know, this lady, Clinton, she's been in power for like 40 years. And I mean, she has a record that, you know, apart from her being the first lady to be the president of the United States, to me, there's really not so much, you know, that I'm excited about, because then we're going to have the next Bill Clinton, you know, era, you know, when Bill Clinton with all these scandals that happened in the past and all this other stuff. That's why, you know, I prefer Trump. And because he's been very successful, I mean, think about this man, Patrick. Yes, some people say, yeah, Trump, his parents were rich and they gave him some money. That's how he started. But I see myself in Trump, you know, because the man is very ambitious. And sometimes even if your parents are rich and they give you 1,000,000 crowns, it doesn't mean you're going to make 1 billion out of it. You're going to lose that money.
More easy.
Yeah, it's money. Yeah, but the man has a brain, because turning that little fortune he got from his parents to turn it into the empire he built himself. That's why I respect the man a lot. When it comes to Clinton, the lady, I mean, she's a politician, like all politicians. They go out, they beg for votes, and Patrick, they tell you all the stories you want to hear. And once you elect them, nothing changes, because they're still friends with the rich guys. They tell you they're going to take to jail and they're going to, like, lock them up. I mean, Donald Trump was a friend to Clinton, the lady, you know. They've been friends for many years. And now they're fighting one another because one of them wants to be president. So when you hear both sides, it is nonsense. So anybody who follows politics should know that sometimes when it comes to politics, we can't really trust our politicians that much, because when they come out there, they tell us what we want to hear. And when they go away, they call each other and say, oh, Clinton, great work you did today, you know, and I loved when I insulted you, you know, so...
you think it's just a game for the show?
It is a show, you know.
But we really need to be serious about this, because I believe that it need to be a politician to run the biggest country economical way and military way with the weapons that they have. So I prefer that. Clinton, because she has the knowledge, she has the friend, and her husband was the president, so they know. You know, with the Donald Trump, you know, what he says is crazy, man.
I know.
Everybody should get a nuclear weapon, and if somebody do something, we just bomb the shit out of them. He say all this stuff.
Yeah.
And even if he need to go to the Congress, he's the man with the power on the bottom on the bag, you know, with all the big weapons. So for me, I don't care if he's a businessman and he's successful in that way.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that he's going to be a successful politician, because a politician need to be diplomatic.
And you're right.
And Clinton, Hillary has been very diplomatic. I have seen him in many big difficult situation, and even make the wrong decision sometimes, like a politician has to do.
Yeah.
Everybody can be sacrificed. But can you see Donald sitting there, like Germans, woman Merkel, what is her name? Merkel.
The prime minister of Germany.
And stuff, and sitting there, you know, with his point of view of people. Yeah. You know, I have something here that I found a little bit about Donald Trump, you know. He has a temper to very short temper. Yeah. Everybody who works with him said that he can be very, very angry and make very bad decisions.
Yeah.
You know, he can fire people and and then after a while he takes it back.
Yeah.
And you can you imagine him sitting there, you know, with the hard war stuff, you know. Oh, shit. It's very hard to take it back when you send the atomic bomb over the other side of the world, you know.
Sure.
It, it's so. And also he said that he called a woman that he met. He said she's a fucking pig.
Yeah.
And it was a reporter that was disabled.
Yeah.
And he called it a fucking handicapped reporter and jokes about it. And he says, Mir, I have so many stuff about him. He said, a federal judge cannot do his job because he's from Mexico from the beginning.
I understand.
He cannot be a judge.
I understand.
So he's a racist also in the
ground. I understand.
So you sit there and said, I understand, and you still want him as president.
Yeah, I have a very good explanation for that. Patrick, you have to remember, Trump is an entertainer. This man has been on TV.
But we're talking about the world, about the life. We cannot have an entertainment.
Yeah, but Patrick, we have Obama, he used to be a community organizer, a guy who runs around and tell people to put posters on a building so they can organize, you know, some sort of, a protest about something. This guy wasn't even, you know, he didn't have so much experience running a government. As far as I'm concerned, in my opinion, it's a business. You know, you have to be able to communicate your idea to people in order for them, you know, to follow through with it. I mean, Obama, for all the time he's been in power, he couldn't even communicate with Congress. And every time, you know, the senators, the people he's supposed to work with, and every time he gets into problems, you know, he orders, you know, executive orders. That's why he bypasses Congress and the Senate. To me, that is not leadership. And as far as I'm concerned, yes, Obama is a very good speaker, definitely. And a lot of kids like him, maybe even ladies, because he looks good. But I don't think he's a very good, you know, I don't think he's a very good leader, you know, because most of the times in America, if somebody, for example, if a white person or a black person is being shot, Obama comes out the first time, you know, to say something before even the police finishes their investigations. And he's always talking, bringing the race card into the argument before he even has all the facts. So for me, when I compare him to Trump, he's been working with people. That's why he's been very successful. Yes, he's a nut job. You know, I'm not saying he's the perfect person to be president of the United States.
Yeah, thank you for that.
But he has managed to build his own empire without going outside to beg people to elect him. And for me, that says a lot than a woman who's been in power for 40 years and saying the same old stuff over and over.
But for me, it is, if you're going to be a president of one of the richest country in the world, you shouldn't make it, it necessarily have to be richer. Why? Why is this not imperium building so important? For me, it's more, you have so many people in the U.S. that don't have food, that don't have insurance, that have drug problems and crime. You should work, you know, social work, you know, förebyggande, I don't know what it is in English. Förebyggande arbete. You understand?
Yeah.
Martin have been in Sweden for 20 years, so he understands Swedish, but he wants to speak English.
Yeah, I want to speak
English. So I have English, to do my terrible English here. But, you know, so for me it's more important that you have a politic that can represent the whole country. Not only the rich and the successful, they don't need Donald Trump, already successful and his friend. So why should he come in power? What can he do for USA that I think Obama was fantastic as a president?
Yeah, of course, you know, because he was nicer. And of course, most of us want people to talk to us in a nice way. But for me, what I'm interested in is results. I mean, the world is on fire.
No.
Yeah, it is, Patrick. I mean, you know, you read news more than I do myself. You know, the Middle East is on fire, and most of us love to blame Bush. But when Obama was running for president, he told all the American people that he was the smartest guy. Now, when things go wrong, he always goes to blame Bush. But Bush is not president anymore. Okay, we get it. Bush screwed up. But Obama told people that vote for me, I'm the smartest guy in the House. And everything is falling apart. But, you know, people never want to look at that point. They only want to go back to the past and how it happened. The point here, we have to fix the planet. And we have so many problems. And you can't have people like Obama who are just running around trying to play nice to everybody. I'm not saying war is good for people to die. But, you know, these people are killing people in the Middle East, Patrick. You're never going to drink coffee with them. They have already made up their mind to kill people. So what do you do?
Yeah, but you have the whole history of human being. You have conflicts.
Yeah.
And now we have a conflict in Syria and Iraq.
Yeah.
With if you see it in the ground, it's very criminal guys who run this military guerrilla.
Yeah,
and they have a purpose, and many people think it has something to do with the religion and stuff like that, but it doesn't have that in the ground. It's very very hard criminal guys that really want to have power, money, and women. And they don't follow the Quran or whatever people think they do. And when I see Donald Trump, he's like he's going in that lie that this is about Muslims. He's very hard against Muslims in his own country, USA.
Yeah.
And that is for me very dangerous. But you cannot blame a whole folkslag, a whole people or group that are Muslims, because you have like maybe 10%, I say, are crazy. Yeah. 90% is good. You have this Taliban or ISIS or Al-Qaeda, whatever, these gangs. But that is very little of the Muslims. Like we have in Sweden, we have good Swedish and we have bad Swedish.
Of course.
Racist and this stuff like that. So, and he's like, yeah, we want to protect America and the American border. We want to build walls against Mexico. Yeah. We want to do this. Isn't that to go back in the time instead of going forward to make the world better? He also said that this with the environment, it's something that the Chinese come up with. We don't have any climate change here because he's scared that he has to go down with his business maybe.
Of course.
So what is the best for our world?
Huh? Yeah. For me, what is the best for our world? What I believe, we need politicians who tell us the truth, no matter how bad it is. What I hate is politicians who only tell us things that we want to hear to kind of like keep the peace. Because in the end, you know, we're going to keep on suffering for a very long time. We need people who are honest, who tell us the truth and say, listen, guys, this is how things are. For example, I come from, you know, Uganda. We have had so much madness in that country. When Bush was still in power, most dictators in Africa were terrified of, you know, hurting their own people. But now with Obama, you know, waving and smiling like he's some sort of, Hollywood actor. These, you know, dictators in Africa, they are going wild, you know, they're killing their own people, and nobody's doing anything about it. Europe can't do anything about it because they don't even know where to start. The only country we have on this world that can balance the peace is always United States, because here in Europe, we like to blame what America does, and when they do something, we blame them. And when they don't do something, we still blame them. But Europe, what we do is just to sit down and watch and wait for who we are going to blame. So I need a man who is strong in America, who's running America, who can say what he means, and he goes, does it. Now, I don't agree with Trump saying, you know, that all, you know, Muslims shouldn't be allowed to go to America, or Mexicans, all of them are rapists. But at the same time, this is Donald Trump. So everything that he's saying, me, I don't take it really seriously, because according to the American system, he still has to go back to the Congress. But at the same time, you have to understand where Trump is coming from. Most Americans, they're really mad about how their country is being run. You know, you have all these politicians who tell them stuff and promise them what they are going to do. Then in the end, like Obama, then they blame the other guy who was there before them. So, you know, that's what I believe that is happening right now. If you focus too much on what Trump is saying, then of course you're going to be mad. Me, I'm just reading between the lines. I'm thinking, okay, what has Trump done in the past? He's done this and this and this. I'm not saying that America should be run by a rich man. No. But, you know, when I look at the evidence that Clinton has and Trump, I'd rather give, you know, Trump a chance. I mean, the world gave Obama a chance who had no experience, but because he spoke good English and he looked good and he was the first president of America. So most people voted for him. Most people voted for him, I believe, because maybe the white people voted for him because they were scared of being called racist. But honestly, I do believe this guy should have never been president. That is my opinion, because according to his record and what he had done in the past, didn't qualify him compared to the guys he was
I'm sitting here with a guy from Africa who doesn't want the USA to have this black president.
No, I'm saying, you know, yes, I don't believe that Obama should have been elected because he was black. I'm saying he should have been elected because he was qualified of being president. I don't want a leader who makes me feel good about myself. I want a leader who's going to tell me the truth. I mean, look at America now. You have, you know, black people against white people. And when the president who's black comes out, the first thing he sounds like he's blaming white people. Then how can you get some how can you get some peace in a country? And I'm not saying that Obama is wrong. Yes, they have a problem of white, they have a problem of racism in America. But Obama never became president only because the white people voted for, only because of the black people voting for him. White people voted for him too. Now, I don't know their excuses why they voted for him. If I was Obama and I was the president of a nation like that, I don't jump to conclusions if something happens, depending on my color. But when a white person is killed, he doesn't say anything. When a black person, oh, we have a problem in America, you know, the racism. And then, of course, these small people who don't read like he does, of course, they're going to act on it. And then they're going to ban buildings and they're going to ban Patrick's house. All of a sudden, you too, Patrick, you become a racist. So, you know, that's what I'm against, you know.
Now when we're into this, I think we should leave the American election. Okay. Yeah. We can agree that we disagree.
Yeah, we agree to disagree because this is a little bit...
Because I say, go Hillary.
Yeah, and I say, go Trump, Trump.
Yeah. Okay, Hillary. Okay, really. But we go to Sweden and talk. I saw yesterday, an article.
Yeah.
An article. About a guy who is, he's one of the cheferna, boss of the media in Aftonbladet.
Yeah.
And he has, a couple of years ago, not so long time ago, he said very things that I believe is very hard, you know.
Yeah.
He said, jude svin, alltså Jewish swine. And I'm going to look at, I took a picture of it, so I don't lie here. His name is, he's not Swedish. He's Essan Fadakar. Do you see what it says? His name, maybe you read it better. I'm dyslectical.
Okay, what is...
his name there.
Fadakar, okay.
Yeah. Fadakar. And he's one of the... boss av Aftonbladets chef för sociala medier. And he also in Schibsted's board of directors, okay. Och styrelse. And he said a couple of years ago when he was in another newspaper, he said, jävla judar, de har använt sig av sina minnen över 50 år för att berätta det det de gör. Minst lika kritiska om den drar igång en minnesceremoni. And then he said, judar gillar pengar. Haha, judar har gått miste om en stor säck cash. Svarta är ingoranta till ett stort, en stor personlig utveckling. I don't understand it. You as a flykting. What does it say here? Svarta är in. Can you see there? It said black is in. Jäkla ord han använder.
Okay, Patrick, let's not give, you know, the listeners a headache, because I understand what your point is. I understand your point.
Yeah, I mean, my point is this. How can this person, who is in a big newspaper, what I mean is to be, as a journalist or in social media, you have to also be political correct.
Of course.
And when he has done all this crazy stuff, do you think he's able to run the social media in Aftonbladet?
Yeah, actually, I think, because you see, there you go again, Patrick. Our biggest problem in the world is political correctness. First of all, you and I, we are friends. And the reason why I appreciate you a lot, because you tell me the truth, and I always tell you the truth. So I always prefer people who tell me what they think, so I know how to deal with them, than guys, you know, I'm going to meet and say, okay, that motherfucker, I would like to strangle him when I turn my back. So these are just words, Patrick. This guy could be very good at his work. You know, for me, I don't pay attention to what people say. I only focus on what they do, because we are just human beings. You know, sometime, you know, you're not thinking straight. You're going to say some stupid things and everybody's going to judge you over that stuff. But at the end, if I look at your family, look at your wife, look at your friends, how what they talk about you, for me, that says a lot than you just saying one wrong word one day. Maybe you had a headache. So you understand what I mean. But I understand what you mean. I mean, we should always watch out what we say when we are in the public, of course. But at the same time, we are still just human beings.
Yeah, we can do some mistakes in that. But another thing, I have, through the year, I have known you.
Yeah.
I have seen you quite upset sometimes, and especially with your own black people here in Sweden.
Yeah.
You're very angry when they don't do what they should do, and they just complaining, and they, like you say, labor of the system, living on the system, and everything. And I want to make a true story to you, and see what you think about that guy. He's a guy. He was around 22, 23, from Gambia.
Okay.
And he met a woman, like, was almost 40 years old, from Sweden, a blonde Swedish, very beautiful lady.
Okay.
And she was down doing vacation in Gambia. Mm. And she fell in love with him, I say. And she bought him a ticket to Sweden, and they become a couple. With like almost 20 years different in age, or 15 or something like that. And she already had been married in Sweden and had her own kids. They get married here in Sweden, this African guy from Gambia and with this Swedish lady. And they also get a kids, two kids. And then after a couple of years, they divorced. And then he get together with his wife's daughter, because she had a daughter that it was in almost his age.
Yeah.
And they fall in love, in real. They became love because they were almost in the same age.
Yeah.
And they also got babies. And so I don't know, her kids, what they become to his kids. Are they? Yeah. You see the problem.
Yeah.
And many people around their friendship hate this guy and say, yeah, he's a fucking idiot. Yeah. How can he fuck the woman and then her daughter and fix kids and everything? So what do you say about that story? And this is a true story. Yeah. I know the guy in this.
Yeah, but you see, Patrick, there we go. Now, as far as I'm concerned, I'm a black man living in Sweden. Nobody ever put a gun on me to come in this country. Yes, you know, I don't speak Swedish because I don't want to, because the things I work with, mostly they require me to speak English. So I don't have so much space in my brain to start to learn how the Swedish grammar works, but I understand the language. So when I come to this country, there's some rules I'm supposed to follow. I can't be reckless, you know, in society, because the Swedish people, you know, have a certain tradition. This is their country, but I'm Swedish too now, although, yeah, you know, I look different. So I can't go out there, fall in love with a woman for any other reason. Maybe, you know, this woman, maybe the guy wanted the woman to help him to come to Sweden. Because a lot of Africans actually want to come to Sweden. You know why? Because there's a lot of madness going down in Africa that all of them will jump on any chance to come to Europe. And this is what so many people here in Europe don't understand. So I understand the guy from Gambia. This wasn't about love. You know, he had an opportunity, and this Swedish lady, in her own illusions, she believed that the young guy was in love with her, of course. So then the guy comes here in Sweden, he sees all these nice, beautiful women. Remember, Sweden has the most beautiful women on this planet. Now, I can't blame the Gambian guy. I mean, if I was in his situation, being with a woman, you know, who's 20 years older than you, and you see all these little young girls who are looking, you know, who look better in your age, of course you're going to get ideas. You know, because remember, Patrick, it was never about love. This man wanted to leave Africa. But of course, what he did is terrible. So for me, as an African, I'm thinking, because you have a lot of Swedish people who don't have black friends like you have. So they've never been in Uganda or Gambia or Kenya. So if a black person does something that horrible, of course, they're going to think, you know, the whole Africa is like that. All Africans act like that. And, you know, I can't blame Swedish people of what they think about black people when we come in this country, because it is our responsibility as black people to show the Swedish society how they should treat us. But look at all the programs that are about Africa here in Sweden. It's all about, you know, killing people, you know, people don't have any food, people don't have any clean water. And then this story you just said about, you know, this guy from Gambia having sex with the... So everything that is being promoted about Africa in Europe and Sweden is negative. So if my name is Joran, whatever, Joran Svensson, you know, Pete something from Skåne, and this is all I hear every day when I put on my little TV, what do you think I'm going to think? I don't have a black friend. I've never been in Africa. Every time I put on my TV, it's just negative shit that I see on TV. There we go. Then we have this very Democrat, and, you know, growing, because nobody's telling them the truth. They have not taken a chance to talk to real African people who actually, you know, think about stuff like I do, you know, to explain to them the situation where all this madness comes from. So, of course, to me, yes, there's racism in Sweden, but I don't look at it that way. We black people or foreigners in this country, we have to find a way to explain ourselves to the Swedish society. And we shouldn't excuse bad behavior whereby we finger point call Swedish people racist when some of us actually are doing really crazy things.
Yeah, but for me, yeah, it is very important that we shouldn't be so small-minded, you know,
right,
to judge a whole all the black people because one or two or ten, whatever, do bad things.
Yeah.
That is the problem that you said, that some people believe that is the whole thing with the people from Africa or black,
yeah,
people. But in this story, because I have seen many things of this, like I was in Thailand in the beginning of the 95, 96, and I saw lots of white men were with young Thai women, and some of them came here. And I was, when I was working in Gambia, I saw just this, like this woman, middle age, 40 years old, hang around with this young 20, 25-year-old Gambian guys. So for me, it was exactly the same thing, you know, in Thailand. That we, but they haven't been the same. When you talk, when you see a white man, men with a young Thai,
yeah,
it has been very much that swine, that, you know, pig is taking this. But when you see a white woman with a black man that is 20 years younger, they say, oh, it's love, it's beautiful, more like that. But for me, it's the same. They, both the Thai girl and the Gambian guy came here for the same reason. Yeah. That was not for love. That was just a ticket out from their hell that they were living in. And I understand this guy because he came here. A rich white woman took him to Sweden.
Yeah.
And then he falling in love with the girl in his own age. And badly it was her daughter, because it was naturally he learned to know her. So I know this guy. He's a very, very nice guy.
Yeah.
Hasn't done anything harm. But I understand people when they hear the story, because it's very crazy. But it's not so unique. I heard quite a many cases like this in Sweden. And but I think it's still also our responsibility as a Western country with better that we cannot go down and be blind and think that this is love.
Yeah.
We have to know, if I go down there, I know they don't have money, I don't know they have the same rights and hope to start do wherever they want in if they stay there. So it's a thing that we really need to talk about, because otherwise we're judging people, really, because they are people who are falling in love.
Thank you.
And they're going to be...
Yeah. So you see, Patrick, that is the best point you've just made in this program. I mean, our biggest problem as a society, whether we're in Africa or Europe or America, people, we are too lazy. We don't want to take responsibility of our lives. Now, if I go to Thailand, for example, I'm 60 years old, then I find, a Thai girl who's 20 years old, and she tells me that she loves me, I have to really think. I mean, you have a lot of Thai guys when in their 20s, as she is. So I can't be reckless, me believing that this is what she said. Yeah, she could be in love with me, but at the same time, you know, exactly, you know,
yeah,
you know, any person with half a brain should really, you know this. So this is the biggest mistake with people here. Is there something with relationships when it comes to a man and a woman when you fall in love? I look at relationships mostly. It's like me, I go buy my iPhone. Now, the reason why I buy this iPhone, because I love it so much. So the moment I go home, I have to read about it, how it works. So I can just go to Thailand, then I see this nice girl. She looks good. I say, oh, listen, I love you. You look so nice. I have to look around and say, seriously? Me?
Me of all the other guys?
Of all the other guys. And anybody who doesn't believe that, honestly, you know, I don't want to say the bad word, but you know where I'm heading.
Yeah,
so,
you're going to say something like Trump is saying.
Exactly. Again, everything we do in life goes, it's personal responsibility. Patrick, I deal with you because I know how to deal with you. And I've accepted, you know, the bad sides of you and the good sides of you. But I know that you are important to me as a friend. So it's my job to figure out how Patrick thinks. And I believe it's the same way you see me, because none of us is perfect. The problem with us, that's why you like to, you want Hillary to win, because, you know, she talks to you in a nice way. And the majority, Patrick, thinks like you, which is okay. But there are consequences of us not paying attention to our surroundings. Me, When I look at Trump, I'm thinking about myself. What kind of world do I want to see? I want somebody who's going to inspire
me.
So
here we go again with Trump. Yeah, we are leaving Trump. Hillary is the winner.
I'm just making an explanation. You know,
Typical Trump followers.
Yeah, you know, I'm just making an ex. You know, I just want to, you know, I want to make it. I want to be successful in life so I can help people. So when I hear politicians who tell me, oh, listen, you know, we understand you're suffering, you know, vote for us, we're going to give you more welfare, but they're driving, you know, Mercedes Benz and they live in villas and they have planes. Do you think I'm going to listen to these people? I want what they have. Patrick, they're not giving me any solutions. I want them to tell me, this is how I did it. Now, I'm not saying that everybody's ambitious like me in the world we live in, but this is what I want. So for me, whether Hillary, she's going to be good for the world or not, I want to be a successful human being before I die. That is my purpose here.
Do you know what we will call you in Sweden? We will call you more extreme, almost... No, not Sverigedemokrat. That wasn't taking it. But very to the right, as a moderat.
Yeah, yeah.
You are very
moderat
in your thinking.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, this Sverigedemokrat, you know, these guys... Look, man, this is a party of confused people. But I understand this Sverigedemokraternas because they know most people don't do their homework. Most people don't think that deep. So they have to keep on saying what those common people who don't read books, who have never gone to Africa or the Middle East, they have to tell them what they want to hear so they can get more members in parliament, so they can change.
So they can get money.
It's just common sense, Patrick. So when I hear people, oh, we're going to go to Stockholm tomorrow and demonstrate, you know, this varied, you think these people care, this varied Democraternas? They don't care. They're business people. They're in power and they're getting money. So what they're doing is playing on those who don't think deep.
Yeah, they same like Trump.
Yeah.
He's playing on people's feelings.
It is like because Trump, I can tell you, Patrick, he doesn't even believe it, the shit he's saying. But every time he says this, people are like, yeah, Trump, yeah, go, Trump. He's like, yeah, man, I'm going to be president. This is awesome.
And I'm terrified. I'm seeing him, you know, he's going to destroy the world. And I see Hillary, I see her as an old grandmother who's sitting there with her grandson and granddaughter. And la, 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 la.
But you see, Patrick,
and she has a purpose to behave and to be aware of the planet so we still survive.
Yeah, but you see why I like Trump to win, and this is
Trump,
the beauty of it.
I don't even know if he has a kid. He has this girl competition, how looking he has this universe.
Yeah. Did you see how his children, crazy, you know, talk about him? I mean, Patrick, me, like I said, it's not about what you say. It is the people around you who know you better. You have so many people who go to church every day and they claim in society that they're very good people. But when you talk to their children or their wives, they say no comment. I mean, look at, you know, Trump. Even his ex-women, you know, most of them, they don't really have so much bad things to say about him except them saying that he's a hot-headed, you know, sometimes he says some crazy things, which many of us say. I mean, I might be saying a lot of crazy things in this program, but the people who really know me, including you, they know that Martin is a good man with a good heart. So sometimes words come out the wrong way.
Yeah, but that is what this pod is about. We're saying a lot of stuff that we really don't mean. So we little like Trump.
Exactly.
And the other
exactly.
One.
You know.
Oh, you Martin. The time is running fast now. So we are really, really time to put end on this. But,
no, but that's good, Patrick.
We had I think it was quite fun. I hope the listener thought so too. Otherwise, so yeah. But it is what it is. And so Hani. Någonting att klaga på, så klaga på Börje, för det var inte han som, han kom inte hit, så att allt är hans fel det här programmet. Det kanske exactly. var bra, vi får väl hoppas det. Men så här är det, vi håller till vad vi har sagt. Varje torsdag sänder vi en podd på patrickbörjepodd.nu. Det finns en egen hemsida och även på Facebook, så följ oss gärna på de ställena och sprid den här podden om ni tycker att den är bra och intressant. Och så får jag tacka Martin.
Tack,
vår
tack, Patrick.
Producent. Thank you, Martin. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.